MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, the Furcus Circus is officially the best show in the Canadian Hockey League. Moose Jaw Warriors forward Jagger Furcus became the first player in franchise history to claim the CHL's top honor on Saturday morning when he was named the David Branch Player of the Year during the annual award ceremony at the Memorial Cup in Saginaw. The award was as fitting as it was unsurprising, as Furcus put together one of the most dominant regular seasons in recent Warriors history, putting up 61 goals and 126 points over 63 games to lead the entire CHL in scoring. That made the award all but academic for the 20-year-old Seattle Kraken prospect, and a special honor indeed. "It means the world," Furcus said during media interviews after the award ceremony. "The people that have got it before, the nominees had a heck of a year as well, and it means the world. It's special to me, it's special to my family, and hopefully I can keep moving forward." Being the first member of the team to claim the honor was special in its own right for Furcus, especially in light of some of the luminaries who have come before him. "The organization in Moose Jaw has had a lot of really good players that have come out of there, so to be the first to get this award means a lot," he said. "The organization in Moose Jaw has done so much for me and I'm happy to give back to them." When asked about some of the contributions to his career this season and throughout his time in Moose Jaw, the Irma, Alta product was quick to thank some of those closest to him. "Most importantly my family, just how much support they gave me throughout the year, whether I was playing good or playing bad they were there for me and that goes a long way," Furcus said. "And especially my teammates, without them none of this happens. The culture we had in Moose Jaw is a big part of what it took this year, and why I'm here right now is because of the passion we have in that dressing room." One of those teammates has been skating on a line with Furcus throughout their WHL careers, with the duo playing a huge role in each other's success throughout their time in Moose Jaw. The fact that Braden Yeager was also up for an award and would win the CHL Top Sportsman honor just made things that much more special. "That's why I'm here, because of my linemates," Furcus said. "I'm sure a bit of that question goes towards Yeags. He's a big part of where I've come from, and he's a big part of the person I am as well. We've become so close the last couple years here in Moose Jaw and I'd say he's one of my best friends." Furcus was also quick to answer when asked about head coach Mark O'Leary's contributions to his career. "Oh, there's a lot," he said emphatically. "He's a guy you can talk to and ask questions and that goes a very long way, especially in junior hockey where there's lots of questions to be asked. He's a heck of a coach and I appreciate what he's done for me." Then there's the fact that Furcus was far from alone in his time at the Memorial Cup. The Warriors had lost in the tournament semifinal less than 24 hours earlier, capping the most storied campaign in franchise history. "It was special, it really was," he said. "It was the funnest year of hockey I've ever had, it was the best group of guys I've ever been a part of and looking back on it I wish it could never end. I'm just super proud of the guys and super proud of the Moose Jaw Warriors." Now, Furcus and the Warriors will have a chance to celebrate one more time with their fans, who he was quick to give kudos to for all their support over the season. "Without them, I don't think we get to the Memorial Cup, that's for sure," Furcus said. "Giving them their first championship, the support they gave us is mind-blowing, honestly. The fans we saw at the rink, getting back at 2 in the morning and they're there waiting for us, it's just so special and it's something I'll never forget for the rest of my life."